Every week, it seems, another agency is offering employee buyouts and early retirements. And they're not designed to make you rich. So how do you decide when a buyout is right for you? Well, joining us with some advice is our registered employee benefits consultant, Ed Zerndorfer. Ed, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, so let's start with a fast review of how these buyouts actually work.
Well, if an agency is going through some budget problems, they can ask for authority from Congress and the Office of Personnel Management to offer early retirement to eligible employees. Now, who are eligible employees? Those employees who have at least 25 years of federal service. They are eligible to retire at any age. Those employees who have between 20 and 25 years of service who are at least age 50 are also eligible to retire early. Now, when I say retire early, I mean that you will receive your CSRS annuity or your FERS annuity the month starting after you retire. And assuming you've had the health insurance and life insurance benefits for at least 5 years preceding your retirement, you carry those benefits also into retirement. So essentially you're starting your retirement early. So that gives you just a brief rundown on what early retirement is. And I also want to mention that some agencies have authority to offer buyouts. That is, they give employees up to $25,000 as a sort of a cash incentive to retire. The $25,000, by the way, is fully taxable.
Ed, just to go back to what you just said a minute ago, you were mentioning an annuity. Now, is this the same annuity that Congress has talked about cutting, or is this something different?
No, this Emily, this is the regular CSRS annuity or the FERS annuity. What Congress was thinking about cutting is for FERS employees something called the FERS annuity supplement, which is a bridge between the time a FERS employee retires before age 62 and age 62. So if a FERS employee retired at age, let's say, 56, they would get this FERS annuity supplement between age 56 and age 62. And what is it all about? It's sort of it's bridging the gap between the time an employee retires and age 62. At that point, the FERS annuitant would be eligible to start receiving Social Security, because the three parts of the FERS retirement are the FERS annuity, the thrift savings plan, and Social Security. One cannot get Social Security retirement benefits until he or she is at least age 62. So this is sort of filling the gap.
We're speaking with Ed Zerndorfer, registered employee benefit consultant. So how do you make the judgment? Let's take the $25,000 buyout or not. How do you know whether it's worth it?
Well, it comes down to a simple fact. When you retire, your bills do not retire. You are retiring early, and as a result, you will get less end up getting less income compared to when you were working. You're going to have to decide when retiring early, will there be enough income now that you're retired to pay your bills? And since you're starting early, in most cases, it'll be less than you would have received had you continued to work. I say less because, for example, if someone retires, let's say, at age 50, as opposed to age 55, those five additional years of service can add to your annuity 5 to 10%. And also, when you retire, you cannot contribute any more to the thrift savings plan. You're not eligible to take any money out of your pension to put it into the thrift savings plan. So your thrift savings plan balance will be less at the time of your retirement if you retire early compared to if you retire later. I'll be honest with you, most employees who get this offer, when they see the dollars and cents, what they're going to be getting, they say, I really cannot afford to retire, because even with the $25,000 cash incentive, the buyout amount, that's fully taxable. They're going to end up getting, after taxes, probably about $15,000 to $18,000 after taxes. And the fact is, they cannot live off of this. Essentially, what it comes down to, they are forced to go out and get another job to supplement now their income. And this, with the economy, granted the economy is getting a little bit better, it's still very tough to go out and get another job, particularly in your particular occupation, skilled occupation. You got to be very careful about this. And most employees have discovered this, and they decide not to retire early.
Because there have been years and periods of time where you can walk out and almost the next day walk into a great contractor or private sector job, maybe not so much these days.
how many years you want to go back, Tom?
Well, I don't want to count how many years back, but I mean, that, there have been times when it's been like that.
There have been times, but I think those times, are not around right now. I think people have to be very careful before they make the decision to retire early. One benefit, though, I have to say that if you retire early, and you, assuming you keep your keep your health insurance and life insurance benefits, when you go to a prospective employer and say, listen, all I need is a salary. I don't need the health benefits. I already have my health benefits, so I might be a little more attractive in that sense to hire. You don't have to pay for health insurance for me. So that might be a little more helpful.
Ed, what about people who aren't in a position to take a buyout right now but see the writing on the wall and expect that they might be offered one a few years from now? Are there things that they can do now in terms of savings and investments that would prepare them better to actually be in a better position to take a buyout?
As always, Emily, every employee should make a sincere effort to maximize their thrift savings plan contributions, put in the maximum possible. They should be maximizing their contributions to individual retirement accounts. Talking about IRAs, for 2011, you have until a week from Tuesday, April 17th, to make your 2011 IRA contribution. Many employees have not done that. They should. And they should do it for 2012 as well. They should be just saving, period. They should be putting money into long-term investments. They should have an emergency account in case they do retire early and they need to have some liquidity. They should have at least 6 months to a year worth of liquid savings. There are things now that every employee should be doing, but those who would like to go out and retire early have to make sure that they maximize their thrift savings plan contributions a year in and year out and take advantage of the IRAs.